I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Disease hit hard this year, huh?
Yeah. Mother Nature threw the kitchen sink at us. Tar spots, southern rust. We had everything.
I didn't know if my fungicide would hold, but Miravis Neo really came through. Even with that dry spell, our yield monitor did not disappoint.
Seriously?
Yep. And with results like this, I'm sticking with it.
No matter what next season brings, protect your ROI with Miravis Neo. Call your retailer to lock in your supply today. Always read and follow label instructions.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi, Stacy Cole, and Todd Michaels.
Let's go over to another story. A Kentucky sheriff calling dead relatives on his phone, staff watching him spiral, an attorney contacting the Bar Association asking what he's legally allowed to do, a police chief telling Steins had lost his mind, a doctor diagnosing acute stress reaction and sending him home with his badge and his gun. 24 hours later, Judge Kevin Mullins was shot 9 times in his own chambers. Court filings now reveal the grim reality. Everyone saw this coming. Multiple people tried to intervene, and the system gave them exactly zero authority to stop it. Today, retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaff are helping us break down what went wrong and why an elected sheriff in the middle of a psychotic break is essentially untouchable under Kentucky law. Let's start there. Jennifer, court documents show multiple people recognize Mickey Steins was in a psychological free fall, making calls to dead relatives, exhibiting paranoid behavior, rapid weight loss, insomnia. His own employees got him to a doctor the day before the shooting. From a treatment assessment perspective here, what were the indicators that should have triggered something, some sort of intervention? Or again, as we were talking about Nick Reiner earlier, was everyone's hands just tied here again, where it's one of those that they have to want it first?
Well, first of all, you just listed the triggers quite succinctly. Yeah. There is no way that this individual should have had a gun, much less a badge. Mm-hmm. And the fact that nothing was done and legally they couldn't do anything really is just, it's just a huge gap in our system. How do we How do we mend something like this? How do we intervene? You can't intervene. And even though all the indicators are there.
There's no red flag laws in Kentucky. Had there been, like in some other states, how do you think this could have played out differently?
You know, the problem is with these red flag laws, Tony, they seldom come into place or into play, to be honest with you. They're great to see on their books. They remind me of protection orders for domestic violence victims. Yeah. You get them written and it's nice to sort of have it. But at the end of the day, when, you know, the spouse wants to come in and kill you, he still comes in and kills you and walks right across that piece of paper. And that's kind of the situation here. It's supposed to give more authority, but it's very seldom used.
It's like one of those things, like, it looks great on paper. The big lettering is great. And then there's the fine print. And you're like, oh, this really doesn't work at all. You know, or its intended use gets so bastardized that it's just not as effective as it should be. It's a civil lawsuit that we're learning about all these factors in this case about. It's accusing three sheriff's office employees of failing to warn Judge Mullins about Stein's deteriorating mental state. Their defense is that Kentucky law imposed no duty to warn or protect. From a law enforcement standpoint, is that defense legally sound, and is it morally defensible? I'm finding this lawsuit just, I don't know, interesting to say the least, because it does feel like a lot of people did try to do things. I don't really know exactly what the person who's filing this lawsuit thinks these employees had the ability to actually do.
Oh, I totally agree with you. And let's be fair. How many other people should have been, quote unquote, warned, right? He's in a spiral. He's a mess. Yeah. But he could have targeted a number of people. He targets his, you know, by all accounts, near best friend. So how could you know that that was the place he was going to, you know, the person he was going to choose? So I don't think this lawsuit has a lot of legs. Look, every time somebody dies, people are in line to get money from it. And so, you know.
True.
They should just let the system play out and see what happens to him criminally and then go from there. That's just my opinion. I hate to see all these lawsuits.
Yeah. Do you think he was given some extra latitude because he was law enforcement, even though he was showing some signs and people were raising the alarm? They probably were giving him some extra latitude. He's law enforcement. He's not going to do anything. Do you think that was part of it too?
Well, and not only law enforcement, he's the sheriff.
Yeah.
I mean, he had a lot of control over the people that might have been raising the flag. So, you know, you don't maybe want to go against your boss who has a lot of power and authority over you. So there was just nothing, I don't think, that really could have been done with at least the facts and circumstances I've heard.
And it's another case, it feels like, where people don't recognize the gravity of the mental health crisis that's going on when it's going on until it's too late. Because it seems like there's plenty of people here who had very choice words about what was going on. I believe one of them was, he's lost his effing mind. And there were several others that were, but they were all just like kind of saying it in jest to their spouses or to friends or to each other, like, hey, he's nuts, but not really thinking, gee, this, if someone is exhibiting these sort of behaviors, are they a risk to themselves or others, or is this just kind of another thing where in so many places this is so not understood, the gravity of these situations, until it's too late, people just have the attitude of, well, he'll go sleep it off, you know?
Yeah, no, it's true. And for everybody, and I know I can do this, there's a lot of people I know that say things and I'm like, woof, you know, geez, they seem off their rocker. They may not know really well, but that's kind of the feeling around them. But they never become violent. They don't ever do anything. So that's the problem. I think many people have to use their own life experience where nothing has ever happened, much less with a sheriff.
Yeah.
That would be to this degree. And then, so you just say, well, he was really acting weird, you know, calling this dead relative or whatever. But you can't imagine that this individual would go in and take this judge's life.
No.
The way he did.
Now, I think everyone was completely, no one would have predicted it, but it's like, should this man have a gun on his waist? No. But judging, anytime you're picking up the phone and calling dead relatives, it's time to take the weaponry away, just in case. Steins gave a deposition in a federal civil rights case 3 days before the shooting. This is what we had all learned about before we've learned about all of this, the mental health end of the crisis here. The lawsuit alleging a deputy had coerced sex from an inmate inside Judge Mullen's chambers. Steins has now claimed in filings that the stress of that legal exposure triggered his breakdown. I mean, how do you evaluate that claim? And does stress from that deposition explain this psychosis, or is that going to be an overreach here if they're going to go down that road? Or is this just kind of your answer? This is what triggered it.
I don't think it's an overreach. In this case, this to me looks like mental illness can be linked to this crime, and they have an actual, he stayed there. He walked in broad daylight, took out his gun, shot away multiple times, and then laid his gun down, as I recall, and then he just walks out. Mm-hmm. This is the definition of somebody who was mentally inadequate. Yeah. And made these decisions because of his mental illness crisis. And you hit on it right there. There's always a proximal event. That situation with this deposition, his whole career, you know, everything that he was looking at losing, that was the proximal event.
Very different than the Nick Reiner situation. I mean, two people who have some things going on, obviously, but at the end of the day, they are very different cases, aren't they?
Yeah, I agree. In fact, they're juxtaposed to each other to show what somebody who is in a mental case or mental state of complete crisis does after an event and what somebody doesn't do.
I think this is the first case in the last couple of years that we've talked about together on here, Jen, where you agree that there's a mental health crisis going on. Like even Lori Vallow, you're like, she's making the shit up.
Right.
Making it up. Long term, feel sorry for me. Oh, let's see. Yeah. How can I get rid of my kids? I'm going to be this elaborate. Yeah, I think she fell or absolutely knew what she was doing. And to me, I just look at how she was in court.
Yeah.
I mean, like, yes, thank you. You know, she's completely sane. But nevertheless, this is one I can agree with you because again, his after actions.
I agree. Yeah, I agree on this one. I do not feel like this person had their faculties about them when this went on. But we will see. I'm very curious. I feel like we are just at the tip of the iceberg on this. And what we're going to continue to learn, unfortunately, about, I think, what was going on in those chambers. And who it involved and what was going on, I think, is going to be even more telling. And it's going to be, I think, even more difficult, obviously, because we have one person who's dead in this. But if any of those allegations hold up, it sounds like this is going to get really, really dark really quick.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think this was his way to settle business in his mind at the time. And so I think he thought that what he did was right. And then he stood there and he said, okay, here I am.
It'll be very fascinating to watch as this continues on. Give me your thoughts, you guys, in the comment section on YouTube. Just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. That's where you will find us, and that's where you can weigh in. That's going to wrap things up for today. For Jen, for Stacy, and Todd, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you, and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. from plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details. Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers.
I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers. Watch it work.